You're listening to The Philosopher's Note on 10-Minute Toughness. More wisdom in less time.
Hi, this is Brian. Welcome to The Philosopher's Note on 10-Minute Toughness, the mental training program for winning before the game begins, by Jason Selk. As always, let's kick it off with a quote. While other sports psychology books do a good job of telling you what to think, 10-Minute Toughness will teach you exactly how to develop the mental toughness needed to formulate and maintain these productive thoughts. It provides individuals with the details needed to accomplish the development of mental toughness. If you complete the mental strength program provided here, you cannot help but become mentally tougher. I have presented the 10-Minute Toughness Mental Training Plan not only to athletes and coaches, but also to business executives and corporate teams, performance artists, and many other types of clients. This book will give you the tools to customize the program for your own needs. Whether you're an aspiring athlete, a middle manager looking to connect better with your team and get ahead, or someone striving for personal fitness, mental toughness is the common source for the drive necessary to bring your goals within reach. I use athletes in competitive sports as my primary examples in the pages that follow, but the principles of mental strength training are the same for competitors on and off the field. That is Jason Selk from 10-Minute Toughness. Mental toughness. If we want to optimize our lives and actualize our potentials, we must get our minds strong. This book is a great look at how to go about doing that. It's a quick reading, engaging look at Jason Selk's practical 10-minute plan to mental toughness. I've got a quick link to the book in the note. And if you're looking to really feast on mental training, check out our notes on Mind Gym with Winning in Mind, Attainment, Unbeatable Mind, and The Art of Mental Training. As with all great books, this one's packed with wisdom. Let's jump straight in. We'll start with a quick look at the 10-minute mental workout. 10-minute toughness mental workout. Number one, five key ideas here. Number one, the centering breath. A 15-second deep breath designed to control arousal states. Number two, the performance statement. A specifically tailored self-statement useful for increasing training and competitive focus. The third element, the personal highlight reel, an advanced form of visualization allowing athletes to increase skill refinement and consistency. Number four, the identity statement, a concrete self-statement proven to enhance self-image and performance confidence. And number five, the centering breath again. As in step one, a biologically established relaxation technique used to increase the potential to perform well under pressure. End quote. That's really solid. Combine that with some goal-setting mojo, and you have the basic structure of your 10-minute workout. Check out the book for more specific details and all that. For now, let's have fun with some great ideas. The next one is 6 plus 2 plus 7 equals a magic formula. Quote, I have tried to simplify diaphragm breathing by qualifying a good centering breath as one that lasts 15 seconds. The formula is 6, 2, 7. Breathe in for 6 seconds, hold for 2, and breathe out for 7 seconds. Individuals under the age of 12 should try to have the centering breath last 11 seconds, 4, 2, 5. I have found that if players take a deep breath that lasts 15 seconds, they will in fact get air into the diaphragm and the heart rate will slow. My personal findings indicate that attaching time to the centering breath is more effective than monitoring oneself getting air into the diaphragm. It is much easier to count to 15 than it is to determine whether the air has entered the diaphragm. End quote. 6 plus 2 plus 7. That's the magic formula for a great centering breath. Let's try it right now. All right, shake out your shoulders. Do this safely if you're driving. Inhale to 6. Hold for 2. And exhale for 7. This is amazing. Do this if you're not doing it. Let's do a couple more. Inhale to 6. Hold for 2. And exhale to 7. One more magic centering breath. Inhale to 6. Hold for 2. And exhale to 7. Every single time I do that, I just love it. I hope you're practicing your deep breathing. All the great teachers come back to this. As I say in the note, we've played with different rhythms of breathing in various notes, such as Kelly McGonigal's 4 in, 6 out from the Willpower Instinct, or Mark Divine's 5-5-5-5 box breathing from Unbeatable Mind. I really like this one. Both the timing and the fact that by focusing on hitting 15 seconds via counting to 6, then holding for 2, then for 7 on the exhale, we simultaneously focus our minds, taking it off of whatever is stressing us out, while resetting our nervous system with the truly deep breath. This centering breath is step number 1 in Jason's 10-minute mental training program. If we want to get our minds right, we need to start by getting our physiology right. And there's simply no better way to do that than via our breath. Period. All the great teachers, whether we're talking about sports psychologists, Buddhist meditation teachers, or cognitive therapists, come back to this fact again and again and again. It's a super powerful tool. Yet, for some reason, we forget to do it. Ha! And do. The next time you're in a pressure situation, whether that's performing on Broadway or pitching at Fenway, or giving a presentation in a boardroom or diffusing an argument at the dinner table, take a deep centering breath. 6 + 2 + 7 = magic. All right, the next big idea is another good one. Thought replacement. Quote, the key to using thought replacement in sports is to identify what thought is most helpful for performance. If you determine what you want to accomplish in any given situation, then lock your mind on what it takes to achieve that goal, you will have a much better chance of reaping the rewards. This is true in any setting, business, sport, or even social. As often as possible, choose to think about the path to success rather than the obstacles in your way. You have to decide what you want and then put your energy into acquiring it. Don't wait for good luck to find you. Go out and create your luck. The only reliable method for overcoming self-doubt and negative thinking is to supply something else for your mind to process. End quote. Thought replacement. That's another huge key to mental toughness. A few key points to reflect on here. First, know that self-confidence is the fastest way to boost performance. One of the key drivers of self-confidence? Self-talk. We need to ensure our internal dialogue supports our highest performance. Know this as well. Our minds cannot hold 2 different thoughts in any given time. That's an exciting fact. And if we're committed to peak performance, it's an invitation to replace negative thoughts with positive ones, quickly and consistently. Jason calls this thought replacement. It's big. Notice how often your mind drifts to thoughts of worst-case scenarios or the obstacles in your way to success, in any domain, whether it's entrepreneurially or relationship-wise. And discipline yourself, all caps, to focus on the outcomes you want rather than the things you think are getting in the way. Part 2 of Jason's mental toughness workout is repeating what he calls your performance statement. Jason says it, quote, is a type of self-talk designed to help athletes zoom in on one specific thought to enhance performance consistency, end quote. Basically, a phrase that helps us stay focused on who we are when we're most on. Examples from his clients include a baseball pitcher who, rather than stressing out about how he hates pitching to left-handed batters, thinks, stay back, pitch for contact. A hockey player struggling with his shot may say, relaxed and smooth, my shot is compact and powerful. I'm currently playing with calm and confident. Breathe, smile, trust yourself, and let it rip. How about you? P.S. You know the whole don't think of a pink elephant thing? Once someone says that, it's hard to get it out of your head, huh? But it's easy to beat. If you don't want to think about a pink elephant, just intensely focus on something else. Anything else. Maybe a blue elephant, or a green tree, or the ocean, or whatever. You just need to replace one thought with another. We can escort that pink elephant out of our minds, just like we can usher out the negative thoughts. Let's do that. All right, next big idea, mental tough goal goodness. Quote, once you have blocked out your goals and your personal vision, you owe it to yourself to give your best effort to meet those challenges. Giving your best effort means doing anything that will help you become the slightest bit better. And the research clearly confirms the benefit inherent in using goals. The 10MT goal setting program relies on 7 principles for optimal effectiveness. Here's a recap. 1. Process over product. Each day, focus on your process goals, or what it takes to achieve your product goals. 2. No excuses. Take full accountability for growth by not offering excuses for underachieving. 3. Go public. Write your goals down and tell others what they are, to increase your consciousness of your goals and your accountability for reaching them. 4. Keep goals alive. On a daily basis, fill out your success log to enhance motivation and results in practices and competitions. 5. Vision integrity. Choose goals aligned with who you want to be and how you want to live. 6. Personal reward preference. Attach rewards to your goals to burnish motivation and commitment. 7. MP100 plus 20. Let goals embellish and control your work ethic by aspiring to follow 100% of training plans and committing a further 20% of your energy into outworking the competition. End quote. Jason has some really cool goal setting wisdom and exercises that are worth checking out. If we want to be mentally tough, we need goals that inspire us and that are aligned with our highest vision for ourselves. What are your goals? We're going to leave it at that for now. Go to the next big idea. But seriously, what are your goals? What's firing you up these days? Get clear. Look at those 7 principles of goal setting again and go rock it. Next big idea, being relentlessly solution focused. Quote, I recently had a client ask me, what does it really mean to be solution focused? Being solution focused means keeping your thoughts centered on what you want from life and what it takes to achieve what you want, as opposed to allowing thoughts of self-doubt and concern to occupy the mind. The difference between a solution focus and a relentless solution focus is how often you commit to replacing negative thinking with solutions. Personal research tells me that most people achieve solution-focused thought about 40% of the time, while individuals with a relentless solution focus replace 100% of undesirable thinking with thoughts emphasizing solutions. End quote. Another key to mental toughness, we want to be solution-focused. Focused on what we want and what it will take to get there, not focused on all the things going wrong. But not just kind of sort of 40% of the time, 100% of the time. We want to be relentlessly solution focused, as in all the time. Got a challenge in your life? As Jason advises, always have a solution on the board. He tells us to ask ourselves this question. What is one thing I can do that could make this better? One thing, not 72, just one little thing. Don't allow yourself to say, I don't know what to do. Come up with an answer to that question. Doesn't have to be perfect, just one thing that moves you in the right direction. Back to you. Any challenges in your life? What's one thing you could do to make it better? Here's to being relentlessly focused on solutions. Next big idea, the plus one game, improvement over perfection. Quote, put the plus one concept into action to prevent feelings that plague your mind with unnecessary stress. The best way to climb a mountain is one step at a time. Gradual improvement over time brings about vibrant and sustainable growth. I have observed that when individuals emphasize improvement over perfection, their progress accelerates. We frequently get confounded by how much work it will take for our problems to be completely resolved. We become paralyzed, unable to take action toward improvement. You do not need to arrive at perfection. You need to slowly but surely make things better. End quote. This is good. Jason calls it the plus one concept. Basic idea, take things one step at a time. Focus on small, incremental successes and know that over the long run, 3! Those small successes will add up to excellence and outstanding results. Reminds me of some gems from Darren Hardy's The Compound Effect and Joe DeSena's Spartan Up. See notes on both. Hardy's formula? He tells us, quote, "The compound effect is the principle of reaping huge rewards from a series of small, smart choices. What's most interesting about this process to me is that even though the results are massive, the steps in the moment don't feel significant. Whether you're using this strategy for improving your health, relationships, finances, or anything else for that matter, the changes are so subtle, they're almost imperceptible. These small changes offer little or no immediate result, no big win, no obvious I told you so payoff. So why bother? Most people get tripped up by the simplicity of the compound effect. What they don't realize is that these small, seemingly insignificant steps, completed consistently over time, will create a radical difference." End quote. Recap of that formula: small, smart choices plus consistency plus time equals radical difference. And DeSena reminds us that if we focus on the enormity of our challenge, we're going to paralyze ourselves. We need to focus on the next telephone pole. Here's some genius wisdom from Spartan Up. He says, quote, "The way to get through anything mentally painful is to take it a little at a time. The mind can't handle dealing with a massive iceberg of pain in front of it, but it can deal with short nuggets that will come to an end. So instead of thinking, ugh, I've got 24 miles to go, focus on making it to the next telephone pole on the distance. Whether you're running 20 or 120 miles at a time, the distance has to be tackled mentally and physically 1 mile at a time. The ability to compartmentalize pain into these small bite sizes is key." End quote. Remember, we're not looking for leaps into perfection. That's an extraordinarily efficient way to paralyze ourselves. Just play the plus one game. Focus on little successes. Improvement over perfection. Just get a little better. Take the next baby step. Knock over the next domino. Get to the next telephone pole, and then the next, and then the next, and then ... Excellence. All right, the next big idea, we've got two more, and we'll wrap it up. Ready, fire, aim. Quote, "Emphasizing the plus one concept helps people get started. An old riddle asks, what is the best way to eat an elephant? Answer, one bite at a time. Lanny Basham, an Olympic gold medal shooter, calls this handy precept the ready, fire, aim principle. Lanny claims that in sports and in life, people spend too much time aiming at the bullseye and not enough time shooting at it. Rather than placing so much emphasis on getting ready and aiming, go ahead and take a shot. Taking the shot gets you started. It also lets you gauge how far off the mark you are. Make adjustments, but keep shooting until you get closer and closer, and eventually, you will hit the bullseye." End quote. Ready, fire, aim. Another really good one. And I love the fact that an Olympic gold medal shooter provides the advice. Ha! Check out our notes on Lanny's outstanding book, With Winning in Mind, for more goodness from him. We come back to this a fair amount because it's huge. As I've mentioned before, I was first introduced to this idea by John Mackey, co-founder and co-CEO of Whole Foods. When I interviewed him, he told me that he actually prefers fire, ready, aim. That earns another ha. I've got a link to the full interview plus a snippet of just that part of our chat in the PDF. We can aim at the target all day long and never do anything. Much better to take a shot, see how we're doing, adjust, and take another shot, eh? Ready? Fire. All right, last big idea. Two rules. Quote, anytime you are in the presence of adversity, ask yourself, what is the one thing I can do that could make this better? Force yourself to give a substantive answer. I don't know is not an answer that will help. You do not need perfection. All you need is improvement. Keep asking yourself the question until your problem is no longer an issue. Follow two simple rules to ensure success. Rule number one, never, ever give up. Rule number two, follow rule number one. You and only you decide how successful you will be in sport and in life. If you will commit yourself to staying focused on what you want and being relentless about going and getting it, you will be in control. It starts with your belief in yourself, the belief that you can accomplish anything, end quote. Love it. Remember our key question, what is the one thing I can do that could make this better? Always be relentlessly solution focused and never give up, ever. You got this, and let's do this. There you go, 10-Minute Toughness. Jason Selk, who's the director of sports psychology for the St. Louis Cardinals. He works with a ton of cool people and good guy. Really enjoyed this book. If you like the note, I think you'll also enjoy the notes on With Winning in Mind, Attainment, Mind Gym, Unbeatable Mind, and The Art of Mental Training. Those are all under the tag Mental Training in your Philosopher's Notes library. Good stuff. Of course, we've got the class Confidence 101 as well, where I distill all these ideas into my favorite 90-minute class you can check out. And let's check out the sidebar quotes now and wrap it up. All right, these are all Jason Selk. The 10-Minute Toughness Program is simply about identifying and utilizing a handful of mental tools that are proven to help people perform more consistently. Jason tells us, remember that when you are in a pressure situation, you will feel like rushing the breath. This is when you truly need it the most. If you can't maintain the full 15 seconds, that is a sure indication that you need to take another one. From a mental standpoint, the most tried and true way to increase performance is to improve confidence. Self-talk is one of the most influential agents for honing self-confidence. Extensive research in the sports psychology world confirms that an athlete's internal dialogue significantly influences performance. He tells us, in my opinion, the essence of mental toughness is the ability to replace negative thinking with thoughts that are centered on performance cues or that contribute to improved self-confidence. An Olympic gold medal wrestling coach once told me that there are two principal types of athletes, those with talent and those with work ethic, and the greatest possess both. When we think about problems, our problems grow. When we think about solutions, our solutions grow. Thinking about solutions makes life much more enjoyable and allows us to become much more successful. Jason tells us, believe in yourself and your ability to make gradual improvements, and the results will follow. And finally, being a giant in any field is not supposed to be easy, but the status is available if you want it. You can choose to be permanently successful by maintaining the relentless solution focus. There you go, 10-Minute Toughness. Hope you enjoyed. What was your favorite big idea? How are you going to make it a part of your life starting today, now? Get on that. Have fun. Look forward to sharing more with you soon. Have another awesome day. See ya.
We hope you enjoyed that philosopher's note. Go to heroic.us to download more.